And the whole objective, the whole intention behind the spiritual gym is to provide yourself with support.
Welcome to Connect Back In Podcast. I'm Morgan King, your host, and I'm so passionate about sharing with you the spiritual concepts that have transformed my life. It is not always an easy path, but I know within my soul that if it's good on the inside, it's good on the outside. Through interviews with experts and my personal experience, we will break down how to live a spiritual life in today's society. My hope is that you find the inspiration and support you need as you explore your own journey to connect back in. Hello, it is Morgan King from Connect Back In, your host. Thank you for pressing play and for listening to today's episode. I've taken a bit of a break these past couple of weeks. I've been deeply immersed in the group coaching program that I launched a few weeks ago prior. We're about finishing up here. The coaching program is called Connect Back In. So it's in alignment with the podcast. And really the idea is for those of us who may be aware that we don't have to struggle and sacrifice, but it's a pattern and old conditioning that we've carried with us for a long time in our lives, and we're ready to break free and want a path of ease without having to sacrifice our desires. So it's a 5-week program. We're in it right now. We're coming up on week 5. I will be doing the program again in the future. It was very successful, phenomenal results, amazing people. And I will link in the show notes if you want to get on the wait list for that. So I've been really putting my time and energy towards that, wanting to record here and there, but just didn't feel like I had the space to show up fully. So today I do. I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling excited to share all about spiritual gym practices and creating your own. So first, what is spiritual gym? What does that mean? Well, a lot of times in spirituality, I reference going to the gym and working out. And the reason for this, it's the perfect metaphor, is a lot of times we read a book or we listen to a podcast like this one, or we have a conversation with a friend or whatever it is, and it feels really good. It's about the fact that things are possible for us. Life is meant to work in our favor. We're supported. We're doing things right. There's no guilt. We are innocent, whatever the subject or context might be. But ultimately, it's all about spirituality. And we do it one time and it feels really good. And then we go back to living our lives in the way we were before. And we're like, okay, well, that sounds nice and all, but that's not reality. That's not the way it is. The way it is it's hard. It's frustrating. I'm alone. I need to control everything. I need to sacrifice. I need to struggle. I'm guilty, whatnot, right? Like the old conditioning, the old patterns will come up really quickly because it's what you're used to doing. It's how you're used to living your life. And it's only when we start to implement the spirituality on a daily basis that it grows and it becomes larger and it becomes stronger and a bigger part of our lives. And so in the same sense that when you go to the gym, number one, you can't just walk in. I mean, most people can't. Maybe you can, because anything is possible. But most people can't walk in and lift a 200-pound barbell. They have to work their way up through consistency and just showing up for themselves. And it's a daily, if not every other day or a couple times a week, practice. It's not something that you just go in one time, become strong, and never have to work out again. And so today, it's really talking about how to create a spiritual gym practice that works best for you. This actually, a question similar to this came up in my coaching group. And so I thought, why not create a podcast episode around it? Because if one person's having a question, I would imagine that many people are. So when I first started off on my journey, my spiritual gym was really forced energy because that's where I came from. I came from the idea, very masculine energy of, okay, what are the steps that I need to do to fix the way I'm feeling?
And that really is not the right intention. I meant well, I was doing the best I could at the time, but it really wasn't supportive of me because I would create these really strict rules that I had to live by. I had to wake up at a certain time every day. I had to work out. I had to drink X amount of water. I had to eat these certain foods. I had to meditate for this amount of time. I had to journal. I had to read. I had to do all these things, right? And again, I'm even saying right now, I'm saying the energy of had to. And we all go through cycles. We're all meant to be fluid. It's this idea. I wrote a newsletter on this earlier this week in my weekly wisdom newsletter. If you're interested in this episode or this podcast in general, if you want more spiritual, supportive, inspiring content, you can sign up for my newsletter. It is called Weekly Wisdom, although I send it periodically whenever I'm feeling inspired. It's just an anecdote that might help you in your week. So you can sign up for that as well in the show notes if you're interested. But what I talked about this week was that we're not a robot. You're not a robot. And I feel like society, especially, I'm not trying to harp on women here, but I do believe women, as we have a cycle, a monthly cycle, I believe men have one as well, but we are not allowed to embrace the changes within our cycle. I feel as though society expects us to show up the same way every single day, male and female. And that just isn't the way we're designed. Just like nature has its seasons, we're meant to have times of slowness and sleepiness and feeling tired and feeling just, you know, wanting to go in or maybe be out in nature or whatever. It's not this like masculine static energy where, like I mentioned before with my routine, of just like I'm supposed to show up as this every single day. And it's when we don't listen to our bodies, we're not intuitive, we just act from this idea that it always has to be the same, I always have to show up the same, that we ignore the signs. And our body is always telling us what our brain is messaging to it. And so if we're getting into a space where we're consistently showing up and doing all the things, but maybe our brain needs some quiet time, or we need some reflective time, or simply just need to slow down, and we don't listen, that generally will show up physically in our bodies as dis-ease because we're not listening to what it needs. And so it's literally giving you a sign because it loves you and cares about you so much. It wants you to be aware. So you might get a headache. You might get really fatigued. You might get like a more serious ailment of sorts. But whatever that is, it's always just a sign to kind of take a step back and be like, what's not right right now in this moment? And just as there's no wrong season, like, yes, we prefer summer and spring in most cases over winter. And we prefer fall. I love fall over winter. But there's no like bad season. There's no wrong season. Seasons are just seasons and they all support the whole, the greater good. We have to have winter in order to have spring. We have to have fall in order to have winter, etc. And it's the same with us as humans. We must go through these seasons because it's just part of the human process, and not defining it as wrong or bad. The only reason why it causes so much suffering for us is we don't accept it. And when we don't accept what is, what we resist persists. And not accepting life as it is and judging it or wanting it to be different is what causes a lot of suffering for ourselves. So tying this all back into the spiritual gym practices is, it really is about where you are in your life at the moment. While I think it's important, if you're just starting out on this journey, is to explore things that resonate with you. So looking at models of people you admire, because if you can spot something in someone that you admire, it's because you have it within yourself as well. You wouldn't be able to recognize it in someone else if it wasn't already in you. So seeing people that maybe you know them personally, or maybe it's a celebrity or anything like that. If you can get any context as to what it is that they're doing or what a friend is doing, or maybe you've hired a coach and they're like, here are some things that I do that are really supportive. I'll share a few things today, even if that resonates with you. And then what you do is you try it on for size and see how it goes, knowing it can be flexible. It doesn't have to be this like structured have to do thing. The idea is your spiritual gym is a place that you go on a consistent basis that allows you to fill up your cup, to connect with your higher self, which is in your heart, not in your head, the voice of love, the voice of trust. And then that allows you to show up in your day in a better way. You're able to respond to things happening instead of just react. You're not as like reactionary overall. The whole Instagram scrolling mindlessly doesn't happen. You're able to be more present. You're able to hear that voice throughout your day, even if the voice of fear comes up and triggers you. So not only is it going to look different for each person, what that practice is, but it's going to look different depending on the day. So let me share with you a few examples of what I do that is really supportive of me. And then you can see what's going to work best for you. And maybe you can go on Pinterest. You can follow people on Instagram. There's a ton of information out there relative to, let's just call it morning routines. Some people call it the spiritual gym as well. So you could search on Google or you can search on Instagram and try and find practices that resonate with you. Like I said, implement them in your own life and pick the ones that feel the best. So for me, I'm going to make this succinct because it is quite long. I have a long process that I do depending on the day. I have a 1.5-year-old. So if he sleeps pretty well for the most part, but there are times where he doesn't, or we have to bring him into bed with us where he kicks me all night long and I don't get a lot of rest. And for me, it starts with rest. If I'm feeling good, if I slept well, I'm feeling good 99% of the time. Sleep is a very valuable criteria in my spiritual gym for me personally. I know people who don't need a lot of sleep. So again, we're all different. You just have to vibe off of what feels good to you. And the more you connect to your spiritual gym, ironically, the more you'll understand what practices are going to support you getting in there more often. So it starts for me with a good night's sleep. I wake up in the morning, don't look at my phone. I don't discuss anything that isn't going to make me feel good and calm. So my husband already knows this. Like he has a very different life in general. While he can't help but have me talk to him about this stuff all the time, poor guy, he isn't on board as much as I am. I live and breathe spirituality. It's who I am. I love sharing this message, which is why I have this podcast. I love connecting others with their own spirituality if that's something they desire to do. But my husband isn't quite there yet. He's on his own journey. He's on his own path. And I honestly think that's a blessing. If we were both as into this as I am, I don't even know if we could like function in society, because like I get so woo all the time that I'm sure like he keeps me grounded. He keeps my feet on the ground. He keeps me in the world while my head is in the clouds, you know? So he does his own thing, which is fine, but he knows to also support me. I have very strong boundaries, which can trigger him because he doesn't necessarily have the strongest of boundaries. It's an area in his life he's working on. And so when I say, he's like, oh, did you hear this? I'm like, nope, no, thank you. He kind of gets annoyed. He's just like, I just want to share this thing I saw on Instagram with you. And I'm like, I'm not there yet. Like I just woke up. So I wake up, we hang out with my son for a little bit. He plays on his own, make coffee. I drink a lot of water and then I read. And for me, I love Alan Cohen. I've talked about him a million times on the podcast. He's my mentor. I did his coaching program. That's how I got my certification. And he's the type of person that can share the message in just the right way that I need to hear it. And we all have a different way of interpreting information. That's why you can hear something 1,000 times and then all of a sudden it lands and you're like, holy shit, that's it. I get it now. So he does that for me in his content. So I pretty much almost always read an Alan Cohen book, and I read the same books over and over and over again because I know the version of me that is reading the book is always different. So I'm able to receive different information at different times. And it's true. Like, I can read a book that I've read 10 times and I'm like, oh my gosh, I've never heard that quote unquote before, because we have to be in a special receiving mode, not necessarily special, but a receiving mode in order to interpret information at the right time when we're ready to hear it. So I read for 5-10 minutes, then start drinking my coffee. I also read a passage. He has like a daily passage book as well. That's very inspiring. It's one page. I read that. Then we go for a walk in the morning and come back. And then I meditate for 15 minutes. And then depending on the days when we have our nanny come or not, I'll either work out or I hang out with my son. And then I kind of go about my day. And then throughout the day, I incorporate at least 1 to 2 podcasts or YouTubes or whatever surrounding spirituality. So that's it. And it'll vary on the day. Like I said, if maybe I didn't get a lot of sleep the night before, reading doesn't make me feel good if I can't understand the information. And if my brain is too tired, or if maybe I'm stressed out, I'm not able to receive kind of what I was just mentioning before. I'm not at the frequency to match the content being shared with me. So I'm not able to interpret it in the right way. And I'm aware of it. So it's frustrating for me. So on those mornings, I'm really gentle with myself. And if you're not familiar with being gentle and kind to yourself, a lot of us have a challenge doing this. A great way to get into this space that I offer to my coaching clients is imagine someone that you love and value and care for. Someone in your life, it could be a friend, it could be a partner, a romantic partner, a kid, your own kid, a niece or nephew, whatever. Just think of someone in your mind. If they came to you and were distraught and tired, and they were like, I really wanted to do my spiritual gym practices today, I just didn't feel good. Like, what would you say to them? If you loved and valued and cared for them, you'd say, yeah, that's fine. Of course, you're tired. Like, it's okay to not do them today. Nothing's going to fall apart. Like, it's not just one day that makes the difference. It's this consistency showing up and also honoring what's going to feel best for you in the moment. If you try and force through your practices, it's really counterintuitive. It's not honoring yourself. And the whole objective, the whole intention behind the spiritual gym is to provide yourself with support. So you can, like I said, connect back into who you really are, the voice of higher truth that can lend yourself a better day ahead. That is really the goal. And so when those practices aren't serving you in the moment, just letting yourself off the hook, being kind to yourself, and picking things back up the next day or the day after that. You'll get there. There's no urgency, right? It's just showing up when it feels good and then recognizing when it doesn't, because that same energy is a spiritual gym practice. It's the voice of higher self is the one that is gentle and kind and self-honoring and self-accepting. And so when you're not feeling good, just being like, you know what? I'm just not going to do it today. I might actually take a nap, or I might watch a movie, or I might just call a friend, or maybe sit out in the sun, whatever it might look like to you. Just making sure you are supporting yourself in the best way possible, because at the end of the day, that is what the spiritual gym is all about. So from today's episode, like in summary, is maybe writing down some thoughts around your own spiritual practices that you have. Or maybe if you don't have one yet, like, what is a simple one-step way I can begin to implement a spiritual practice in my life? Does that look like meditating for 5 minutes? Does that look like listening to a podcast in the morning? Does that look like stretching and maybe drinking some water? Like, our brains, our intellectual brain loves to make easy things complex and challenging. And right now, especially, I think it's brilliant, but there's just a ton of information out there on how to access your spirituality and how to like show up for yourself and like tap into this new age energy that is surrounding us. And there's an endless list of things we can do, which is amazing. There's so much abundance, if you will, an opportunity for us to find the best practices that will support us the most. So there's breath work, doing yoga, going into nature, chakra healing, frequency healing, sound bowls, obviously meditation. The list goes on and on and on. Cold plunge and maybe diet changes. And all those things are great, but they might not work for you and your lifestyle and what's going to be the most supportive to you. So what I would recommend from today's episode, if you have some moments after this, or maybe later today or later this week, what you do is meditate for 5 minutes or so. And what that might look like is simply sitting and doing nothing in a space that's quiet and just breathing. And then asking yourself, what is one thing I can start doing? Or even what is one thing I can stop doing? Like in the morning, if I grab my phone right away, maybe I won't do that tomorrow. And it's really important when we want to create new patterns is to get out ahead of it. We have this whole idea that, you know what, tomorrow I'm going to meditate. I'm going to not look at my phone. I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to do all these new things that I've never done before, right? Which is great. If you feel good about that, wonderful. But then you don't pick out where you're going to meditate, when, or how. You don't have like an app set up. You don't know if you're going to breathe or if you're going to lay down, if you're going to sit. You don't know what time you're going to do it at. You don't know where you're walking, how you're going to get there, right? Like it does take some pre-planning in order to create success for yourself in this manner. So just kind of walking through visually in your mind what your day, or excuse me, your spiritual gym morning practices will look like if you are going to be making a shift on those. And if you're someone like how I was before, if that resonated with you in the beginning where, you know, I'm a little bit too structured, I don't give myself grace, maybe connecting in first thing in the morning, putting your hand on your heart and being like, what's going to feel good and supportive to me today? And that might look like cutting down your spiritual gym practices, because sometimes I think we see the word self-care. And if we're not feeling good in the moment, we're like, okay, I'm going to do a massage. I'm going to do Reiki. I'm going to do like all this stuff. And my favorite analogy for this is whipped cream on garbage. It's a James Wedmore term. He has the podcast, Mind Your Own Business, or Mind Your Business. I can't remember what it's called, but Google James Wedmore. You can get his podcast. It's amazing. One of the first podcasts I started listening to. But he talks about it being whipped cream on garbage in the sense that, like, if you're feeling like crap and you're just not dealing and you're not allowing yourself to connect and feel into whatever it is that you're feeling, just doing a bunch of stuff isn't going to solve the problem. It's just putting whipped cream on garbage. So even though it's great and mindful to do these practices, we also need to recognize when we're just not feeling it. And I think that's really the biggest message from today's episode is while it's so important to connect in daily, because the world isn't designed to set us up for being in this state without us setting ourselves up for it. In most cases, you experience people who might be in fear around you, or you have the news, or there's just a constant reminder of fear in our world. And what you focus on, you create more of. And when you show up in the energy of love, you don't attract fear and it doesn't become a part of your experience. And what you focus on, you create more of. So you get more love and you get more connected mindfulness. So I don't really remember where I was going with that. But all is to say, like kind of summarizing this is it's really about finding the best practices that work for you and then recognizing when maybe a day isn't the day to do it. And knowing you are always different, you're always changing, you're always evolving. Even if your ego tells you you're exactly where you were this time last year, that is completely untrue. If it makes this a complex process recognizing that that is your ego doing that and being like, okay, I'm going to reconnect this later and try it again another time, because it doesn't have to be hard. Connecting in is easy. It's our default mode. It's the fact that we resist it so often that it's a pattern. So it's harder for us to access, but it is always available to you, if not more than anything else in your life. So wishing you well as you develop your spiritual gym, or if you're finessing it after this episode and saying, hey, maybe I might make some changes here. I'd love to hear what it is that you do and what's helpful to you, or any changes you might be making because of today's episode. And if you have a friend who you want to do this with to hold each other accountable, maybe you could send this episode to them and they can listen and you guys can develop what your spiritual gym practices will be together. And yeah, I wish you all the best on developing what that looks like for you. Thank you as always for listening, and until next time.
Did you enjoy this episode? If you did, then head on over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. We sincerely appreciate your feedback. Stay tuned for another episode of Connect Back In, and thank you for listening.